Well, Pastor Dave asked me to give a message on thankfulness just a few weeks ago, and as he said, I have the privilege of serving as the administrator or the head of the school at Los Altos Christian Schools. I know we have a couple friends and family members, if you will, from Los Altos Christian, so let's thank them for being here today. I won't point them out individually, that might embarrass them, but we will move on to a brief message. This morning, I'm going to take a passage from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. If you have your Bible or an app that you can go to, there may be one in the pew in front of you as well. You can turn there. I'm going to read from Colossians 3, 15 through 17 in the New International Version. So let's go to the Word together. Paul said to the church at Colossae, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. In whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Amen. Well, Paul had written this letter in about AD 60 or 61, and it was during the time of his first imprisonment in Rome. Paul himself had reportedly never been to the church of Colossae at the time, but his friends in ministry had come back to him and said something along the lines of this: "Paul, there's a problem in the church, and the problem is that there's false teaching. And the false teaching in the church at Colossae was that Jesus was indeed a great man, fully man, but he was not divine. He was not fully God." And you see, Paul had a problem with this. That's why he wrote the letter, probably knowing that other churches besides the church at Colossae would see it. I'm not sure if he knew that we would see it to this day. But Paul was certain of this, that the message that he had received was a specific message from the Holy Spirit, from Jesus himself, from God the Father. So Paul wanted everybody to know in Colossae that we give thanks to God the Father who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, whom by grace forgives our sin and fills those who believe in him as both God and man with the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is an important part of our faith. At that time, the church in Colossae had to believe even more than we do, in a different way than we do, because they did not have the completed scripture of both the Old and the New Testament. They had letters as the one we're reading now, maybe some bound together from other times. They had the Old Testament, which, if we know anything about the Bible and Jesus' ministry, we know that he was very much working in counterbalance to the Pharisees who had misinterpreted the Old Testament and the coming work of the Messiah in so many ways, in grievous ways, that were not of God. And so Paul was working with the Holy Spirit to be able to quicken the hearts of believers, just as maybe some of us here today. You see, if you come to God, you come to him through the Word, you come to him through the ministry of other Christians, but certainly those who are truly believers have been touched by the Holy Spirit. So when they're singing songs and hymns and spiritual songs as we did this morning, you, like me, might have a small tear come to your eye or a smile to your face, a quickening in your step and a clapping of the hands, not just robotically, but because God has enlivened your heart. You see, you, like me, are a sinner in need of grace, and that every moment of every day is done through the work of Jesus Christ, a great thing in your heart. God's brought me through so many things. I don't have time today because I promised Pastor Dave I'd keep it to about 15 minutes, but we have stories, and we're going to share some of those stories, as he said, at the end of this service, and I hope that those of you who already believe will be enlivened by that, the work of God in your lives, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Those who maybe not believe at this point in time, continue to seek, and you'll find. You see, as the body of Christ, we want everyone who believes to press deeper into the grace and love of God through Jesus. This is important, because as we look at the scripture, he wants us to be in unity, if you will, as one church, whether it's the church here in Los Altos or the church in the broader world. God's church is to be unified. And that unification is through Jesus Christ, through God the Father, through the inner working of the Holy Spirit. It's not of yourself, so you can't boast about it. The question would be this: would we all believe the exact same theology and the exact same philosophy about fine points at the exact same time? I doubt it. If we were to go around the room today, there are many things that we would probably disagree on. But the things that we must agree on, Paul writes in this letter, and he says, you must let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. How can we be thankful if we don't understand that Jesus is indeed fully God, fully man, that he lived a perfect life for over 30 years? Here in the Advent season, we'll start to worship this God who came as a young baby into a tiny and more than humble manger, and he lived for over 30 years on this earth in ministry to God the Father in unity with him, and eventually he died on a Roman cross, a terrible death for your sins and for mine. And after that death, he arose, as we sang in some of these songs this morning. 3 days later, he arose from the tomb of a wealthy man, and he came out to see the people that knew him, that needed to be with him, that maybe even doubted that he was indeed the Messiah. And when he came to them, they believed even more. And then he ascended into heaven, where now he sits in a glorified body, interceding for you and me in prayer to God. And we believe, as Paul did, that one day he'll come back in glory completely to judge the quick and the dead, to judge those who are living and those who have died. And we'll have to account. But those of us who are saved have this beautiful grace in which we can stand before the throne of God. And we can say it's all because of Christ. It's all because of that cross back there that we get to enter into glory. So we share today our thankfulness. We share today our thankfulness, and whatever we do, in word or deed, we do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Part of my preparation for this, I decided to do a little survey of different people. See, I'm around kids and adults all day long, so I get a lot of people that I can talk to, both in my office and on the playground. It's really fun. Opportunity to take a look what it is that people are doing through God's work in their lives. And I asked them two questions. I said, one, what is it that you're most thankful for? And two, what is it that if you were to look back on it, even though it was a very difficult thing in your life, you can now thank God for his grace, for his love? And I got some wonderful answers. I can tell you this. The answers that I got were not anything about material blessings. No one talked about the wonderful food they were going to have at Thanksgiving, although I'm sure they were thinking about it if they had that blessing. No one talked about the new car in their driveway. No one talked about having flawless skin. No one talked about shedding 5 or 10 pounds on the diet and the workouts they've been doing lately. No one talked about the clothes on their back or the money in their pockets or in their bank accounts or even their jobs. People talked about things like this. One of my friends said to me, Gabe, I'm thankful that God has given me cancer for a third time. I've been told it's in stage 4, lung cancer. And I said, what are you talking about? How could you be thankful for that? And she said, there's a young woman from China who's going to our church now and has been for several weeks, and I've struck up a relationship with her. And she said to this woman, the young woman said to her who has cancer, I am not a believer in Christ. I want to know God, but I'm not there yet. But I will pray for you every day through God the Father because I love you and I want to see a miracle of God. Amazing. Other people talk to me about things such as being thankful for the chance to be able to sit at a table with friends and family and enjoy a great time together. You see, this man had been out in another job about 6 hours away, living apart from his family for almost 1 year in disparate types of housing. And now God had given them an apartment in which they could share together in the blessings of friendship, in the blessings of unity, in the blessing of food and drink together. and to be able to have many kids, many adults together with him, he said to me, I'm most thankful for this. And when I asked him and pressed him about what this was, he said, this moment, these people. You see, one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard was done by a band named Switchfoot, and Switchfoot had written a song in which they said, life is just happening. Life is just happening. And so with that, kind of reminded me of that moment, that life is just happening. We often let it pass us by because through the things that we don't thank God for, we often lose the moments that we have. There are many other things which we can be thankful for. I know me, I'm standing here today on the date of my 23rd anniversary, so I want to thank my wife for putting up with me for all these 23 years. And there are many other things which young children had expressed to me their thankfulness, things such as, I'm thankful that my mommy loves me even when I do bad things. They didn't say that so often about the dads, but but they did say things like this. I'm thankful that my dad took me to the playground yesterday. He came home early from work. I'm thankful that my dad saw my basketball game. I'm thankful that my dad took care of me when I was sick. See, fathers, mothers, grandparents, friends, people who are gathered together who have people that they are able to take care of, there's a great blessing and a great thankfulness that's engendered in our hearts when we take care of those around us. We don't think about the material things. We don't think about the things that tend to weigh us down, as we sang about in those songs. We don't think about even our own sin. We think about the people that we love, the people that are with us right now, because again, Switchfoot was right, as Paul is right. Life is just happening. Take hold of it now. Understand the blessings and believe that we are to share our thankfulness in whatever we do in word or deed, as we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And with this, let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, since as members of one body, we were called to peace and be thankful. Church, be thankful. Unify under the lordship of the Father, the Son, and his given Holy Spirit through Jesus. Amen.